Welcome back. I hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. We're having a great time here in the studio. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. If you want to join in this conversation, you are welcome to 437-1620. That's 437-1620. You can call or text. I have the Vice President of Sales, Chip Wood, and HR and Benefits Manager, Stacey Oren, with Avalon HR this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me this morning. We're going to talk some fun stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
About
a lot of fun stuff.
Taxes.
As fun as the IRS and taxes can be.
I tried to make it a little peppy for you before we...
I appreciate that.
Before we got a little heavy with the taxes. But we need to hear this because it's... Personally, it was difficult to deal with this about the new deductions when you have payroll, paychecks, things like that. So,
Well, I invite people to call us and ask questions about this because there's a lot of people that don't understand. We had somebody the other day as we were talking off air, mm-hmm. that they were thinking that the more deductions that they had, the more you take out. Mm-hmm. No. If you want more money taken out of your check, file zero and single, whether you're married or not.
Yes.
And if you do that, that's the most that's going to come out. And then there's another little box that you can check, mm-hmm. that just says take out X number of more dollars.
We had an employee recently do that. This was kind of horrible. He actually didn't get a paycheck for his first check. And he called and he's like, why didn't I get a check? And we're like, well, when you fill out your tax forms, you put to have $1,100 extra dollars taken per pay period to go to federal taxes. And if we were on TV and you could see Mr. Wow. face, it's not that uncommon. Sometimes people, especially dual earner households, where your spouse may be the higher earner, mm-hmm. and you're trying to offset the taxes a little bit, the person earning the least will have extra taken out of their taxes to help offset that tax burden, right? So it's
right.
not unheard of. It's not that uncommon. But when you do it by mistake, it's a shock because you don't have a check. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he was like, there's no way that I did that. And we're like, well, the new tax forms are confusing. They get a lot of people. And it's just something you need to check on. The good news with forms like that is they can be changed as often as you need to. So we immediately said, sign in your employee portal, take out that $1,100 extra, change it to something, you know, more reasonable, immediately fix the problem. But the goal when the IRS redid the withholding form was for nobody to get these big refunds back and for nobody to have to pay. The intent was for people
to break even.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
I've said it on this show before, and I'll say it again, and I'll probably be saying it this time next year. It did not work exactly as intended.
Mm.
And with anything, as it's been out a couple of years, people have found ways to manipulate it to their favor again.
Okay.
It just may take a little extra manipulation, right? Mm. I used to work in a large manufacturing facility. And at the 1st of October, half of that plant would come in and change their withholdings to single and non, which essentially takes nothing out of your check, okay? Mm. And that way, they had extra money for Christmas because they'd already paid their tax burden by October. They weren't worried about it. They just wanted the rest of their money. And then come January 1st, they would come right back in. They would change it back again. Well, you can still play that game, if mm-hmm. you will. It's just a little more difficult. So you've really got to watch it. And I had a young lady reach out to me just this morning. It's like, hey, there's no taxes coming out. Well, when you select things like married, filing jointly, multiple jobs, which is a new option on that form, and then an additional, it says, well, how many people are you claiming? And for every person you list, it lowers your tax liability by $2,000.
Okay.
So if you're like, okay, I'm head of household, that's $1,000. I have my wife, that's another $2,000. We have two kids. By the time you add all that in, you have significantly reduced your taxable income. You're probably going to have very little taxes taken out, even though you may want them to be. But again, keeping in mind that the IRS's goal is to not give you a refund and for you not to pay, you may have to work on that a little bit. And it could be literally a paycheck by paycheck adjustment until you get it somewhere that you're comfortable with. And people need to understand, too, with a PEO, you can't just call me and say, hey, Stacy, I don't like my withholdings, go in and change it. One, we are not tax advisors. too, I don't know your personal situation. I don't mm-hmm. know all your details. I don't know if you're married, where else you earn income. Do you have investments? There's just so much that goes into it that we can't possibly know.
Yeah, we have people that call up and say, well, I just need you to go ahead and just change my withholding.
You
can't do it.
You need to change it.
Okay.
And that's one of the big positives of coming with a company like Avalon's. We have an online portal where you can sign on yourself. You can change it at 2 a.m. if you mm-hmm. want to. You know, if you wake up, this is really on your mind. It's like, I need to do something with my taxes. Sign on at 2 a.m. and change it. You know, you don't have to wait on us to open. You don't have to, you know, wait on anything.
Right.
Just go in, make that change, and then see how it works for your next payroll. If it doesn't work, then adjust again.
Okay. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Avalon HR, the Vice President of Sales, Chip Wood, and HR and Benefits Manager, Stacey Oren. If you want more information, you can visit avalonhr.com or call them. The phone number is 475-1555. If you would like to join in this conversation, 437-1620, you can call or text. So we're talking about your income, taxes, and so...
Withholdings.
And so... Do you know how we can find what our taxable burden is?
The IRS website.
There's okay.
a tax table. It's there all year round, but it's always find what form that you file. Mm-hmm. Like if you file the EZ form, there's a tax table that goes with that. That says if you earn $30,000, here's your standard deduction, here's what's left, and here's what you should pay. It's there.
So
and you can
okay.
match it up, you know. But again, everybody's situation is so different.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to account for other things. Like I said, if you have rental income from a rental property,
okay.
if you have investments that are that require you to take a dividend, or you take a dividend, or you withdraw from your 401k throughout the mm-hmm. year, all that's going to affect your taxable income. So
yes.
the charts are there to give you some idea, but you've got to take it, make sure you're considering your whole picture when you're looking mm-hmm. at that and not just your income maybe from your employer.
So because by the time next year comes, you could have a big chunk you would have to pay if
Absolutely.
You are not having any taxes taken out.
Absolutely, and that's happened to people before too. You know, it's a there's a threshold per pay period. Like if you don't earn over so much per pay period, there's no taxes taken out, which is all great, but it can add up over the course of the year. And then mm-hmm. if you add in income from somewhere else on top of that, then you might have a problem.
Okay, absolutely.
It's just good information, and a lot of people stick their head in the sands with it, and I can understand that. I've done it myself at, you know, years back. I mean, you just don't want to face the reality that mm-hmm. basically you just want to give them your check and go, well, you just give us back what you think we need.
So, yeah. You know. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, though, to figure that out.
And
especially if you
people,
don't know anything about taxes and things like that. It can
right.
be overwhelming.
And honestly, that's why I sort of coined the phrase, that's why you need Avalon, because we'll keep you straight on all that from a business standpoint, mm-hmm. on a personal standpoint. You need to look at your own taxes and evaluate what you can do. But with us, you can go in, like Stacy said, you can go into the portal and you can adjust your taxes. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the year, you don't have all these unpleasant experiences. Mm-hmm. As they say.
And they're very unpleasant.
There's some great ways to lower your taxable income base. Okay. One of them are your pre-tax benefits. So if you make $1,000 a week and you've got a $2,000 health insurance premium coming out of that, your taxable income is now $800 a week.
Okay.
You stick another $200 a week in your 401k as a pre-tax deduction. Now your taxable income is down to $600 a week.
Hmm.
So there are ways to lower your taxable income and still receive some value and benefit from your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 401k is always an easy, fast return on investment way to mm-hmm. Reduce your taxable income. It's
right.
quick, it's easy, and that you're just kind of setting that aside for later. So there's
for the rainy day, as they say.
For the rainy days, yes.
We always have those, don't we?
Which turns into a taxable deal, too.
Okay, yes, it does. At some point later, but you don't have to think about it today.
Right.
Yeah.
You can lower that taxable income now.
I mean, these are just good topics, and that's mm-hmm. why I invite people to talk to us. because when it comes to businesses, we were discussing, or I was discussing with a prospect the other day, that, you know, you don't need to worry about the 940s and the 941s, that you have, which are quarterly and then year-end payroll tax forms. And a lot of these people, they're not really too straight or understand how all these things work. Well, just have us do it, and then you don't need to worry about
right.
it at all.
So. That's so true.
Because the penalties and interest on payroll taxes are astronomical.
Really?
Insane.
If you miss paying your income tax, let's say your personal income tax, they're not going to go completely crazy on you. If you miss your payroll taxes, they will go crazy on you.
And so you'll manage all that for them.
Absolutely.
Yes. You don't even need to worry about it.
That's amazing. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Chip Wood. He's the VP of Sales for Avalon HR, and HR and Benefits Manager Stacy Oren. If you need more information, you can visit avalonhr.com or give them a call at 475-1555, or you can join in the conversation if you have a question, 437-1620, text or call. So tell me a little bit about what Avalon offers other than, you know, what we talked about, employee benefits, risk management and safety we talked about last week. So many things to help businesses be successful and lessen the load of stress, correct?
We do so many things. We do all of the basic backroom operations. You do your ordering, you do your hiring, and for the most part, you do your terminations. And then we do pretty much everything else to keep you in compliant with state and federal laws. We provide all your work site posters, whether you're in state, out of state. We provide you with a benefit package if you so desire. We can tailor one for your company. We can go to different avenues depending on what you want to do for your business. We offer dental. We offer vision.
Short-term just, disability, critical illness, just, accident.
Oh, wow.
All of these different products that we have. And a lot of them the employer does not have to participate in, where for the most part, an employer has to participate in most benefits.
Okay.
So.
Absolutely. And then they also talked about, last week we talked about workman's comp insurance and then risk management and the proper way to handle if someone got hurt on the job.
Right.
Yes. And that gets confusing at times. Because when people get hurt, they just want to run to the doctor. Well, wait a minute. You can't just run to the doctor. There's a protocol that has to be followed. Unless it's a life-threatening injury or something like that, then yes, you get them to the first available physician or emergency care unit, and we'll deal with the paperwork after the fact. But it's just trying to get these businesses to understand that something other than a paper cut does not need extensive surgery. So
yeah, and the thing is, and if they go, I'm dealing with this right now, and I just flat told this gentleman, I was like, you're going to get bills, and I'm not going to be able to stop it, because that's just it. The emergency rooms especially, they are truly what their name implies. It should be an emergency. Okay? If you go in, it's like, oh, I think I sprained my ankle, probably not an emergency. If you know, if the bone is sticking outside of your ankle, that's an emergency. You know, I've had this cough for 3 weeks, not an emergency. And once you go outside of our coordinated, contracted folks, they don't know how to bill and deal with these type of things. They're just like, oh, well, he came in, we will send him the bill. And then I have an upset employee going, they're sending me the bill. Yes, because they don't typically bill work comp, you know, unless they have an authorization from us. It's a process. And if we know about it, we can get those authorizations done before you even hit the door. Like, they know that you're coming. They know what to expect. You will never see a bill. But when you completely circumvent the process, then I'm
then nobody,
trying,
you're in a black hole.
Right, and I'm behind. I'm trying to play catch up. And it's like, did we authorize the treatment? You know, we haven't even determined where this happened, what happened. And it could become a very unpleasant situation for the employee and the employer, because they're like, well, why isn't work comp paying this? Well, you know, believe it or not, people out there commit work comp fraud every single day. So there are processes and procedures in place to protect not only the employer, but the employee. There's things in place, and that's why we have to follow that system. I can get you expedient care. I can get you the proper care. Mm-hmm. But when you just go outside on your own, it just we're behind the eight ball, and we're just playing catch up, and it leads to a lot of frustration.
Oh, I can imagine. Absolutely. It's 2023, and things are, you know, these days are kind of crazy sometimes. So what do you feel like is one of the biggest obstacles for business owners that you provide service for? Like, you see it a lot in your office. Is there something that stands
compliance.
Out?
Probably compliance.
Yeah, because they don't understand the business. They understand their business, which is making their widget or their service or whatever they do that they're really proficient at. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they're proficient at keeping deadlines and dates for taxes and taxations. Don't even try to do that.
Along with the compliance, specifically state taxes, state unemployment taxes, state taxes. Jim and I had a meeting earlier this week with a prospective new client, and we were asking where they were located, and they're located in one state, and they're like, we have this one employee right now in Maryland. And I was like, okay, so we would file your Maryland state taxes, and it was an instant look of panic. He was like, I should be filing Maryland state taxes.
No.
And we're like, yeah, because when your employee files unemployment, they will draw off of Maryland.
And then they're going to question you, why didn't you register to have unemployment taken out of this guy's check for the state of Maryland? I mean.
And what do you do at this point?
Well,
can you fix it?
You can,
but it's all, you know, it's.
But again, you're behind the eight ball. You're playing
catch
up.
Right, you're playing catch up.
And you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing what we're talking about. You have different states that all have different rates. Mm-hmm. Like Florida's new business start rate for unemployment is 2.7%. Well, there's other states that, like a couple of states, have like 7.5%, 10%, 4%. What state is it? I mean, and we have to keep up with all of these things because we have employees and employers
everywhere.
So we have to make sure that we're registered in all these states and pay the proper taxes.
Right. And you know, they're experts in knowing these. That's your job, to know the rules, things like that. So you service areas, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. You are involved.
Oh, yeah, Michigan, Utah, Texas. Nevada.
North Carolina. Oh, wow.
We're all over the place.
Bunch.
Virginia.
Very good. And so... Yes. So we talked about, you know, compliance, just making sure that everything's in order for your business, and it just relieves the headache, correct, of so many things, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's your job, is to relieve the stress, give you advice, give you the correct advice to make sure you're making the right choices and decisions for you and your employees.
Well, if I'm a business owner and I'm thinking of all these things, and if I'm listening to this program, if you stop and think about it, it's a no-brainer. It really is. I mean, you're trying to do something that you're not very proficient at. It's just like me trying to devise some kind of a widget for this guy's business. I'm not good at that.
Right.
So if everybody just stays in their lanes, everybody's good.
Very good. We are with Avalon HR. You can head on over to avalonhr.com for more information. This is Chip Wood, VP of Sales, and Stacey Oren. She's HR and Benefits Manager. You can give them a call at 475-1555. They do complete HR services, employee benefits, human resources, they have prompt treatment for workman's comp. Stacey said, you know, they can get you the right treatment, tell you exactly how to handle situations, and it just relieves the stress.
Right. And that's the whole idea. You focus on what you do best, and we focus on what we do best.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit more. Let's go back for anyone tuning in just now about taxes again. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about withholdings.
Right.
You know, how much you should withhold. So you said the higher the deductions, the more they're going to take out. No, the less they're going to take out, right?
There you go.
Less they're going to take out. So if you have 6 deductions, you could have 0 taken out of you.
You probably
Think
would.
Think of it like this. If you say, I expect to get $8,000 in deductions, the IRS will advance you that $8,000 on your payroll, on your paycheck, because that's what you're telling them you think you're going to get. And like I said, with keep it in mind, the end goal is to not give anybody a refund, not to have anybody pay. Mm-hmm. I expect to have $8,000 in deductions. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, okay, have it now. So that's going to lower the amount. They're giving you that amount per paycheck instead of making you wait till the end of the year to file your taxes for it. I went through this with my best friend. He used his big refund every year to take his family on vacation, and he liked it that way. And I was like, but they gave you the money throughout the year. And he's like, but yeah, I spent it, you know, because mm-hmm. I had it. I spent it. I didn't save it. And most people do
that. That's exactly what most people do.
You know,
yeah,
so
they do.
We just got to retrain how we think about it.
Uh-huh.
If you say, you know, I have $8,000 in deductions, they're going to give you that $8,000 over the course of the year.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't want that to happen, then you need to adjust what you're telling it you expect. Whatever you put on your withholding form, like, you can put single, and that's perfectly fine if you're married. It doesn't affect how you file at the end of the year. It just affects what comes out of each paycheck. So you
right.
can put, you can literally put whatever you want on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some things that will catch the IRS's attention a little bit quicker than others. If you put, you have 99 dependents, that's probably going, and I've seen it happen.
You've actually seen this in real life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen it happen. I'm like, you do not have 99 kids.
99?
And they're like, but I don't want any money taken on my taxes.
That's so funny.
Well, we can get there another way. There are things that will catch the IRS's attention, but it really... As long as you file properly when you file your taxes, what you put on that withholding form as far as your marital status or your number of dependents, they're not ever going to come back and say, you lied. It just affects, like I said, the paycheck to paycheck withholdings. So you can adjust that as needed. That is the good thing about it.
And I feel like sometimes we make the refund a big positive thing right here, and we're like, oh, I got $4,000 back, but honestly that was your money.
It was your money.
And they didn't give you any interest on that.
So you
money
got, right, I know,
but they're quick to charge you interest if you owe them,
right? And they used
yes.
your $4,000. They earned interest off of your $4,000 over the year.
They did. And
absolutely,
you didn't,
and kept it. So
yeah,
you know, just think about, just adjust your thinking a little bit on actually what's happening. And
try to get it to all even out, like Stacy was pointing out. Break even on it, because I don't want to owe them. I don't want them owing me.
Right.
You know, it doesn't work out that way half the time. but regardless of that, I mean, you have to do what's best for your individual situation. And that's why I said take a good look at what mm-hmm. you do and how you do it. Sit down with your spouse or your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And discuss your taxes and how you want to move forward. And you'll find that it's a lot easier on you sometimes.
Yeah, depending, huh?
Yeah.
But like you said, they earned the interest and you didn't. I know we have Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3, and I believe, don't quote me, that he always says you don't want to owe the IRS anything, but you don't want a refund either. You want to break
correct.
Even.
That's
and
exactly
use
right.
that money, and you earn the interest off it. Put it in something
that's
else.
That's right.
So that you're making the money, and then, you know, you've made money, you've saved money, and you can use it towards your debt or whatever you need it for. So that's a smart way to think about
it. If you take correct. That $20, $25 extra a week you're giving to the IRS, put it in your 401k, it's going to earn money, and you don't have to wait a whole year to you know, get it back with nothing.
Yes, absolutely. If you need more information, you can head on over to avalonhr.com. Their phone number is 475-1555. They have employment benefits, risk and management safety, workers' compensation insurance, so many things to help ease the burden off of you. Thank you so much, Chip and Stacy.
Thank you.
Coming
you're welcome.
Up, I have a question. What percentage of Americans know what Memorial Day is about? So if you want to answer that question for me, you can give me a call, 437-1620, or text it in.